This is John Kalkowski with BNP Media Packaging Group. I'm here at Packaging Expo, Pack Expo 2018, and today we're talking with John Uber from Mettler Toledo. We're going to be discussing OMAC, what it is, and how important it is to the industry. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
John, can you tell me a little bit first about your company and yourself, and then we'll get right into OMAC.
Okay. Mettler Toledo is an international company. It's headquartered in Switzerland, and its main focus is in measurement equipment. And I actually work in the product inspection division, where we do automatic inspection of packaged goods and also unwrapped goods. So we cover check weighing, metal detection, vision, and x-ray systems.
And tell me a bit about OMAC. What is it? How was it formed?
OMAC is going to actually have its 25th anniversary next year. So I think there's some plans in the works for celebrating that event. But OMAC is the Organization for Machine Automation and Control. And what it does is it collects people from, it collects end users, technology providers, OEMs, and integrators, and has them work together on solutions to improve integration of machinery and the communication from that machinery to the customer's IT infrastructure.
So any company that does packaging, they may have a wide assortment of packaging machines in their packaging lines.
That's correct, absolutely. And the thing is, the PackML solution that OMAC has been promoting and developing over the past several years is sort of the glue that will hold the things together. All those different machines will operate differently, but the one common thread can be PackML, which will communicate to each other, communicate between machines, or communicate to different levels of the ISA 95 pyramid with the same general information in a consistent way.
So a definition of PackML would be?
It's a packaging machine language. It is the code that is used to present the different states that a machine is in a consistent fashion, sort of like Morse code is for telecommunications. It, you know, three dots, three dashes, three dots gives you SOS all the time. You can identify with PackML if a machine is executing, whether it's stopped, whether it's starting, with the same code, independent of what machine type it is. So a case packer will present stopped in exactly the same fashion as a filler.
A lot of the OEMs have developed their own machine languages. Is the industry moving toward a standard language?
Absolutely, and it's being driven from two ends. It's the primary driver is the big consumer products goods companies. So the ones that are the largest ones, and I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but Procter & Gamble, Nestle, PepsiCo, Church & Dwight, Pfizer, they are all driving their solutions to their plants to adopt PackML as a standard requirement for their machinery that they're purchasing these days, because it enhances the integration and it greatly simplifies the integration.
A company such as Mettler Toledo, what benefits does your company derive from being part of OMAC and, I would say, promoting PackML?
As far as being part of OMAC, the biggest thing I get out of it for our company is that we get to collaborate with our end users on more of a collegial level as opposed to a commercial level. And by doing it without having a contract hanging over our heads or having to deliver a machine in a certain period of time, we are able to work on solutions, general solutions, that are going to be mutually beneficial for both sides.
So really, it's the group has both the end users, the brand owners, and the equipment manufacturers all working together.
Correct. At four levels, a technology provider, a machine builder, integrators, and end users. And each one has separate responsibilities in the implementation of a new piece of machinery.
So when you develop a standard like PackML, is this something, it doesn't happen overnight, I'm sure, if you have all those user groups together.
Years of development. And I would say that I would have to go back and look at the exact time, but we've been doing it for over 10 years with our machines, and PackML was well established before that by those larger companies that were driving it.
And so with evolving technology, is the standard evolving also?
Absolutely. It's evolving because people want more information from their machines, and the information that was presented 10 years ago or 5 years ago needs to be enhanced so that you can get different information out of the machines. There's this thing called Industry 4.0 or IIoT that is on the horizon. Everybody talks about it, but nobody seems to be able to define it. People are data hungry, and the more data they can get out of the machines, the better they can manage their packaging lines, and ultimately, the more profit they can drive.
So what benefits do you see for end users, the integrators, the technology suppliers, in being OMAC members?
Well, technology suppliers, if they make their technology solutions, such as a PLC or a motor or a valve, if they make them smart so that they're already got PACML built in, they will then be easier to bring in as a ready product to the OEM. And the OEM can then integrate that, bring that into their machine. Their machine can, at a higher level of control, apply PACML to deliver the machine level information to the end user. For the integrators, it makes it an easier task to do line integration, simply because they are applying the same language, they're seeing the same language coming out of all of the devices, and they do not have to go back and break down the specialty code that one OEM or one technology provider may have developed to present essentially the same information, but doing it in a different language. It's like everybody speaking the same language.
If PACML were standard across the industry, would that mean that integration would be much simpler?
It would be simpler, it would be done faster, it would be done more efficiently, and it would be more effective because there'd be a lot less interpretation and a lot more action.
Is there any big hurdles that prevent this from becoming the absolute standard across the industry?
The problem we have in the packaging industry is packaging machinery is incredibly durable, and that's a plus and a minus. People love durable machinery. But durability means that you buy a piece of machinery and you run it for 30 years. We have some machines we find, and we're doing support on machines that are 40, 50 years old. And that sounds like a stretch, but the person gets comfortable with a piece of machinery, it's doing the job, why replace it? Those machines are not going to have the controls that are capable of using or applying PACML. They're not going to be upgradable to have PACML installed. So that's really the biggest hurdle, is the fact that there's a lot of legacy equipment out there. Adoption otherwise seems to be happening with the larger companies, and it's stretching down into the mid-level now. That's what we're seeing.
At what point would you say the industry is at right now in the implementation of PACML?
It's a relatively small percentage, but it's growing. I would say it's doubling every year. That's what we're seeing. And like I said, it started with the big 5-6 companies. And you got 5-6 really major companies who are driving it. But in the weeds, behind the scenes, I know of 5 times that many of our major customers who are not active in the development, but are applying PACML.
What about contract packagers? There's, I understand, between 3,000 and 4,000 contract packagers in the United States alone. Are they adopting this when they purchase new equipment?
I have not seen that adoption unless the contract packager is being driven by one of those larger companies where they make that requirement. They don't necessarily see the benefit right now, but if you think about what contract packagers do, where they take and move machines around, plug and play all the time, they've got to be integrated sooner or later. And the simplification of integration through PACML should be a huge benefit to them.
Indeed. What other types of activities is OMAC involved in?
OMAC it's not just PACML, it's automation in general. So there are a couple of activities going on right now. One is an HMI standardization. And the HMI standardization, the OEMs get a little bit worried about that. And you say, I've got my HMI, it's special, I don't want to change it. But if you think about it this way, the HMI is an interface that a human is going to work with. What's another human interface that we deal with every day? And I've often used the example of, well, you go from town to town, get out of one airport after another, go to a rental car agency, you hop in the car, and even though the cars are all different, you're able to sit down in the car and drive away in the matter of a couple of minutes. Why? Because the interfaces are consistent. The principal interfaces are consistent. Steering wheel's in the same location. The gear shift is in the same location. More importantly, the radio's in the same location and the heater's in the right location. So you have general standards that are there and applied, and they simplify the use. What you want to do with an HMI standardization for packaging equipment is put the key items for, say, start, stop, help symbols, be able to navigate manuals, put those in consistent locations so that it's easier for the operator to move from one machine to another. And it's also easier for the employer to train their personnel and get more use out of their employees.
Yeah, how important is that now? Because I understand that the industry is facing a bit of a dilemma in trying to find skilled workers. And often you're dealing across different languages and cultures.
Yeah.
So
the more you can get it away from verbal interaction, get it to graphic interaction, the faster the uptake as far as the training.
So the survey then that OMAC is doing in their booth here at PAC Expo, how is that set up?
It's set up so that you have personnel and people going in and taking a look at the different arrangements of the HMI and giving feedback on which arrangements are most comfortable for them. Also, which arrangements are easier to learn. It's to direct it, not necessarily nail it down.
Okay. We see the industry developing so quickly with all the new technologies and everything. Where do you see the implementation of PACML going, and what's the general implementation of the Industrial Internet of Things in the next few years?
As far as PACML, I would see that the use would probably easily double or triple in the next 5 years. As there's a boom in the economy, we're seeing more capital equipment expenditures. With those new machine purchases and a lot more greenfield activity, you've got a greater opportunity to take advantage of the technology that's here today. So the legacy equipment that's an issue for production lines that have been in place for 50 years isn't an issue with that next stage. As far as Industry 4.0, Industrial Internet of Things, it's surprising, but the folks actually have a little bit more information than they might realize right now. If you've got individual machines that are in a production line and they are PACML capable, and if those machines are communicating at the machine level to the infrastructure, the IT infrastructure for that company, they can easily take that information from machine all the way up to the ERP level. And then the customer can elect whether they want to, how they want to deploy that information and how immediately they want to deploy it. So they can do it real time, and you realistically can have somebody sitting right now, and I've seen examples of this, sitting outside of the building, taking a look at what the real-time production is, and being able to evaluate based on number of packages that are going through, weights of the packages that are going through at critical points in the line, and get an estimate of what their line effectiveness is and what their total output is real time.
Along those same lines, does PACML help in any way with, say, remote diagnostics?
Not remote diagnostics yet. It's not a diagnostic tool directly, but help is a good word to put that, a good way to look at that. If you can identify the state of the machine, it will tell you, if you've got 15 machines in a production line, and you can see the sequence, you can see that one machine is starved, another one is blocked, and you see that the machine in the middle is stopped, that is really identifying where your pain point is right at that time. It won't get down to the diagnostic level at the machine, but it will tell you where the stoppage point is in the line. So that's something that's immediately available. And the things that you're going to see with PACML down the road is you'll probably start to see more internal diagnostics coming along.
Well, it sounds like there's a great future for PACML and for OMAC. Does OMAC have any major activities coming up soon?
One of the biggest activities that's ongoing right now, and this is where I would encourage other OEMs and end users to get involved, is they're in the process of doing the next revision of the PACML standard. So the people that are using PACML right now but are not seated at the table providing input, they should seriously consider joining OMAC so that they're at the table and get that chair there quickly.
And if people want to get more information about OMAC and PACML, what would be a good resource?
Just go to the internet, type in omac.org, and it will take you right to our site.
John, it's been great talking with you. Excited to hear about what you all are doing there within the OMAC organization. And good luck to you here at the show.
I appreciate your time, John. Thank you very much.
This Packaging Perspectives podcast has been brought to you by the BNP Media Packaging Group. To hear other related podcasts, please visit packagingstrategies.com. to help you stay current with developments in the packaging industry. If you would like to suggest a topic for a future interview, please email me, John Kalkowski, at kalkowskij@bnpmedia.com. Until next time, this is Packaging Perspectives.